country's secrecy laws and sentenced to 7 years in prison. They were arrested last December after meeting with two police officers and given a stack of documents. They were charged with violating the Official Secrets Act. Both men have denied asking for the documents. The number of migrants trying to cross the Mediterranean is down, but the journey's getting deadlier. One in 18 migrants died making the attempt this year, according to new figures from the UNHCR. Reuters' Julian Satterwhite.
Earlier in the summer, a dispute over migrants on board the rescue ship the Aquarius led to a diplomatic standoff between EU leaders. The vessel was eventually allowed to land in Spain. The UN says it was symbolic of a chronically mishandled crisis.
On the European side of the Mediterranean, we want to see more solidarity. I mean, this is pathetic what we see now. For each boat incident, it's a drama, it's a crisis, it's very bad tweets among heads of states and that sort of thing. No, we need to manage that calmly.
The UN is now calling on EU leaders to be honest with the public about what it says are manageable numbers arriving.
That's Reuters' Julian Satterwhite. Two Malaysian women convicted under Islamic law for homosexuality were publicly caned Monday. The two unidentified women, ages 32 and 22, were punished in front of about 100 witnesses at a Sharia court. The pair were discovered in a car by Islamic authorities back in April. They pled guilty for attempting to engage in lesbian sex and were sentenced to 6 lashings of cane and a fine. Human rights groups have expressed outrage regarding the verdict. And Chinese President Xi Jinping has told African political and business leaders that China's investments on the continent are made with an eye on improving Africa's development. This is VOA News. There's been extensive fire at Brazil's oldest museum, AP's Charles Dillon.